Page 69. A. The Hotel. Right in the middle of one of the world's largest cities, New York, in a busy street on Lower Manhattan, there is a hotel. Neatly dressed men and women enter this hotel in the morning, often as early as 7 o'clock, to check in. But this hotel is not quite like most other hotels in the city. There is no room service, and the beds are so small that no people can sleep in them. Are you a bit puzzled? This is a hotel for dogs. There are lots of dogs in New York. Just take a walk in Central Park in the morning before people go to work, and you can see for yourself. Small dogs, big dogs, curly-haired dogs, long-haired dogs, short-haired dogs, or dogs with no coat at all. You will meet them all, in all shapes and colours, in the park. Often, the dog owners need to be away from early morning to late evening, and many of them leave their dogs at the hotel, where they are well taken care of. Maria is one of the staff.
Hi, this dog boarding facility offers several services including boarding, which is an overnight stay, daycare, and grooming. Daycare is from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Grooming is by appointment only, and it's done by a licensed groomer. Our capacity is about 100 to 120 dogs, though usually we only fill up to capacity over holidays, like Christmas, New Year, and Thanksgiving. We always offer daycare except for Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day, because we're full. We take all breeds based on temperament and how well they go together with other dogs. Dogs do get to play together here, so they have to be friendly. There are several different kinds of dog aggression. There is dog aggressiveness towards dogs. That can be dealt with by keeping dogs separate. There is dog aggressiveness at a fair. And if they're too afraid, they can't stay here. If dogs have an aggressive nature, we usually don't take them. And if they are aggressive towards people, we never take them. Sometimes dogs can be aggressive only in a special situation. Leash aggression means that the dogs are aggressive only when they are on their leashes. Dogs with cage aggression are only aggressive when they are in a cage. When you open up the cage, they are no longer aggressive. The dogs have to be put away individually for meals, because food breeds aggression. So they are put away in runs, which are open on the top. They are 3.5 to 4 feet wide, 6 feet long, and another 6.5 feet tall, with a gate on the front. That way they don't feel as caged in. It helps to keep them from getting cage aggression. Dogs should also sleep separately, because they are not used to sleeping together with other dogs. This keeps them healthier and happier, because they can get almost as much sleep as they are used to. Dogs usually sleep the majority of the day when they're not here. Here they play most of the day, so their sleep at night is very important. We try to keep the environment as close to their home environment as we can, in order to maintain their health. All of our surfaces are hard, because they need to be sterilized at any given point, and they need to be cleaned. We clean our runs and floors at least 3 times a day.
Training.
Dogs still maintain a pack mentality, even though they are domesticated. If you aren't the leader of the pack, the dog will be the leader of the pack and will run the house. They may destroy things and they may go to the bathroom at places they are not supposed to. When they misbehave, what they are really doing is challenging you to find out who's the boss. If you don't show them that you are the boss and the leader, they will end up training you instead of you training them. It is therefore important to train a dog, and many people seem to think that the most intelligent dogs are the easiest to train. But intelligence and training do not really go hand in hand. You can get a not-so-smart dog to do as many tricks as you want. On the other hand, you can get an intelligent dog that will not do tricks. Affection and training is more of a hand-in-hand relationship. If your dog has affection for you and wants to please you, your training will probably go better. Owning a dog is like having a 6 months to a 1 year old that will never grow up. Yes, it's true. This is a child that will never grow up, that will never go to college or be able to support itself in any way, shape, or form. You must always make sure that you know when it needs food, medical care, and attention. Dog ownership is a much bigger responsibility than most people believe it to be.
A wife said to her husband, "We've got such a clever dog. He brings in the daily newspapers every morning." Her husband replied, "Well, lots of dogs can do that." The wife responded, "But we've never subscribed to any papers."